Thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you?
Yes, I want to, I've signed up with Melbourne Phones, but I want to discontinue my service with you guys.
When did you sign up?
About 2 months ago.
And why do you want to disconnect them?
Because it's useless. It is worse than Telstra. When you, the lady rang me up and she said she promised me that I would have a fast speed service, 50 meg, everything, no problem, but it is absolutely useless. It's worse than Telstra.
Can you do a speed test now and check?
I can't do a speed, yeah, I probably can do a speed test, but I've done a speed test and it was like, it was just poor. And I'm not going to go jumping around doing all this sort of work for you when you promised me it was meant to be a good service, and it's not. It's useless. And I just would prefer to just get away from you guys and just go back to... I bought Skylink, and it is far superior to what you have got.
Have you already connected to Skylink?
Yep, yep, and it's far superior to what you have got. And it's meant to be pretty much the same. I've got 50 meg. Let me do a speed search. Speed test.
So you, right now you're connected to Skylink or you're connected to us?
Oh, I'm trying to use you at the moment because my Skylink, so I got it from your car as well. I've been using it at home and I can't connect. I'm just trying to connect into my... TV system and it won't allow me to do it. 3 MB per second, 4.6 MB/s.
Where are you doing the speed test?
On my laptop computer.
Which network are you connected to?
This says Telstra speed test.
No, just open browser and put in this IP, this address, www.speedtest.com.
Hang on. I can't, my computer won't even load up. That's how useless it is. Just sitting here spinning. My TV is spinning and the icon on here is spinning as well. I'll log into it again. I'll just shut everything down. So it won't even do that. Absolutely useless. My Telstra was about 20 times better than the service that I got from Melbourne Phones. No, it's just sitting there spinning.
Which modem are you using right now?
Hey, which modem? It's the modem that Telstra had left, the Telstra modem that I had.
See, it may happen that, Ken, the modem which you're using, it may be a locked modem.
Well, it was...
That means it will only work with Telstra, maybe. If you want, I can... I can send you a new modem. And then you can see how it scores.
Righto. Because at the moment it's no good. It's no good. It's really, it's useless. When we first got it, it wasn't so bad. But now, like, it's just no good at all. I can't do anything with it. I'm on the browser now. I'm at the browser now. So what do you want me to go to?
www.speedtest.net.
Speedtest.net.
Yeah.
You cannot connect. Hang on, I'm doing a search now. I just no, it won't load. I can't. Something's wrong. No, something's wrong with the internet. I can't get anything at the moment.
As I told you, maybe the modem is locked. Should I send a new modem to you? And then
yes,
you
please.
Can monitor the service for a week and
yep.
Then you can see how it goes?
Yep, righto.
Yeah.
Do that.
Okay. So
okay,
I believe, Ken, when you sign up with us, we did inform you that we will put the you can use the same modem, but as the modem which you're using, it may be a locked modem. You can first use the service on our modem, okay? And then
yep.
You can decide whether you want to stay or not. And
yep.
Yes, the modem is chargeable of $139. You don't need to pay now, okay? You can
no,
pay
just
an installment in future if you
yep.
if you're okay to continue, okay?
Yep, okay. Will you send me the modem? I'll try it out, and if that works, then I'll
yeah,
stay
you
with
can
it.
Return. Yeah, it's up to you, okay?
Yep. Because at the moment I've got no internet and it's not very good.
I'll place the order right now. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Once
bye.
You receive the modem, kindly give me a call. I will.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
will just help you to connect it. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
bye.
Bye bye.